Good morning. It's Friday, and that's when we talk about movies. And today, we're going to scare you. Not really. We're just going to talk about horror movies. Joining us are takeaway contributors Karina Longworth, editor of the movie and culture review blog Spout, and Rafer Guzman, who's a takeaway contributor and film critic for Newsday. So we've been asking listeners for a while now to tell us what their favorite horror films are ever.
Hi, my name is Nick Zeese from Astoria, Oregon, and the scariest movie that I have ever seen is Fire in the Sky. It is still, this day, scarred me from alien abduction movies.
I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot of the, Ray, for his scary movie that our listener chose, you picked a different alien movie, though. What movie did you pick?
I picked Alien.
And Karina, we've got another screamer from you. You seem to be more of the classic horror film fan here. You have a favorite from the 1970s. You picked Brian De Palma's
Carrie.
They're all going to laugh at you. That's from Carrie, of course. And another one that you picked that very much more classic is something about kitties. What was your other pick?
Oh, Cat People.
She picked Cat People from 1942.
Twice I've been followed by something that was not human, something that attempted to take my life.
Cat People is the one we've mentioned so far that people may not recognize. What's this one about?
Cat People is about a beautiful Serbian immigrant who comes to America and marries an all-American boy without telling him somehow that when she gets sexually aroused, she turns into a vicious jungle cat.
Right, that mauls and eats people.
Yes.
Okay, so before we talk about what makes a good horror film real quick, let's go to one more pick from Rafer. You especially seem to like the movies from the 70s and the 1980s, and of course, this was the pick from a lot of people. This is from...
Here's Johnny!
I have a feeling I get to scream for five minutes
screaming.
Here. That is from The Shining, based off the Stephen King novel. It was directed by Stanley Kubrick in 1980. Why this one? This was your number one pick.
That's my number one pick. I think, the thing about horror movies is I feel like they're very closely related to comedies a lot of times. I mean, the first thing you do is you scream, and then, of course, the second thing you do is you laugh. But the thing about The Shining that makes it particular, that I think makes it, that sets it apart from most other horror films, is there's just nothing funny about it at all. I mean, I find that even when Jack Nicholson is poking his head through that door and screaming, "Here's Johnny," he's the only one laughing. You know, you are deeply, deeply terrified. And I feel like that movie's unusual in that sense.
Okay. And of course, we are still asking our listeners to give not just their favorite horror movies, but the answer to the trivia question, which I'll ask of both of you. But first, let's talk about another one that you put on your list, Rafer. And this is something that people may recognize just by the sound of eating. What's that one?
That's got to be Jaws.
That would be Jaws.
I think she's the first person to get it. I think that's from the original, the initial scene.
That's the opening scene of her, the skinny dipping in the ocean, and
yes,
she bobs her heads down, and then she gets eaten by the shark.
Exactly.
And this one is a very real thing. What made this movie scarier than, say, like Aliens?
I think I can remember that this was one of the first movies to get a really wide release and a really wide major advertising campaign back in the 70s. And it's often called like the father of the summer blockbuster. And I remember that it was one of those rare movies that really made you afraid to do something, just the same thing that Psycho did for the shower, you know, Jaws did for the entire ocean. And that was quite an achievement, I thought.
So, Karina, we've been talking about movies from the past, but you actually pointed to one that's being released in wide release this weekend. You pointed to House of the Devil. What makes this one good?
House of the Devil is actually, we were talking about how I like these older horror films, and one of the reasons why I do is because the scares tend to be more psychological, which I think is way scarier than actually seeing gruesome things happen.
Right.
The House of the Devil works on that same premise. I mean, it's about a young, beautiful girl who takes a babysitting job that isn't really a babysitting job, and she's alone in a big, spooky house, and she's opening all the doors because she's sure there's something there, but there's nothing there until there very much is something there.
And it's not a good...
No.
It's not cupcakes.
No.
I'm glad the baby's babysitter is back.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so let's do the trivia question here. And the trivia question we were asking is, what is the only horror movie that has taken home the Oscar for Best Picture?
Well, is Silence of the Lambs considered a horror movie?
It is.
I was going to say Rosemary's Baby.
Did not get Best Picture.
Did not.
Test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, that's Anthony Hopkins.
I mean, we're all laughing here
Anthony
when we listen to the
question.
Exactly,
oh,
exactly.
What else can you do? Silence of the Lambs in 1992 won the Best Picture. The first horror movie, just so you know, to be nominated for it. Anyone know this?
No.
First horror movie to be nominated was The Exorcist. Ah. So we're still taking your recommendations, and hopefully you all got Silence of the Lambs for the trivia question there. Thanks so much to Karina Longworth. She's Takeaway Contributor, Editor of the Movie and Culture Review blog Spout. Also, Rafer Guzman, Takeaway Contributor and Film Critic for Newsday. Psycho actually was nominated for Oscars, none of them for Best Picture, by the way. I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway. Be sure to call us with your scary movies at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.